I've lived in London since the early 2000s. I first lived there as a student. Back then, I lived in the city centre in student accommodation. But now I live outside the centre and commute to work. The city's changed quite a lot since I first moved there. I guess the biggest changes I've noticed have been to the transport network. You know, about 20 years ago, there used to be these terrible buses in London called bendy buses. They were basically two long buses attached to each other, which would bend around corners. They were awful. A death trap. And a nightmare for cyclists. Thankfully, they got rid of them about 10 years ago. What else? Well, the train network has improved a lot since I first moved to London. I mean, some things haven't changed. There are still lots of delays and cancellations. Mind you, there are more lines now than in the past. Back in the mid-2000s, they built a new line around the Docklands area, and they've improved their overground network since then too. Oh, and there's the Eurostar. That moved to St Pancras Station in about 2007, 2008, something like that. The Eurostar trains used to leave from Waterloo in the south, which was my local station. Oh, it used to get so crowded there, but it's much better now. I guess there have been other improvements transport-wise too. I remember they built a new terminal at Heathrow Airport a while back. I don't really know what impact that change has had, to be honest, but I imagine it's helped bring more tourists to the city. I don't really know, but I remember it being all over the news at one point. Something else I've noticed is that getting around the city has become a lot easier in recent years, especially if you're a cyclist like me. The city didn't used to be very cycle-friendly, but these days there are a lot more cycle lanes and it's generally safer for cyclists. This is partly due to the congestion charge. It costs quite a lot to drive in London, which puts a lot of drivers off, I think. Fewer cars mean more space for bikes, so I'm not complaining. So anyway, yeah, there's some of the big changes I can think of.